Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
So anybody who would like to, I'd like you to just hold your hand out like this. Just notice how that feels, right? And then make your hand into a fist. And squeeze your fist as tightly as you can. And keep it like that, even more than you're doing it right now. More tightly. And just feel what that feels like, to keep a tight fist like that. Don't let up. Stay with it. Tight fist. When we count to three, then let it go. So one, two, three. Just notice the difference. So in the email that Bill sent out about this first chapter, when I was writing these notes, I didn't really have the email with me, so this may be not exactly correct, but I think it catches the spirit of it. Bill highlighted a line from that chapter in which Patankyo O'Hara says, freedom occurs when we let go of being an entity. And this is because when we cling to the notion that we are a separate entity, we end up becoming a prisoner. And the idea of freedom, which I think is related, or the being free, is related to intimacy. When we cling to this idea that we are a separate entity and become a prisoner, this idea, not the being free, but the idea of freedom, is really a prisoner's concept. All right, it's the fist. Oh, man, if I could just let go, I'd be free. If you're just free, you don't need the concept. So the idea of being free is a prisoner's concept. It's not the concept of a free woman or a free man. So when we allow ourselves, choose those words carefully, when we allow ourselves to be free, we realize a natural way of being that is not bound by concepts, likes, dislikes. This way of being allows us to become truly intimate with all of existence, because there are no mind-made obstructions. Rumi wrote, it's a little paraphrase for the purpose of this talk, but he wrote, "Your task is not to seek freedom, but to merely seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it." And so the wisdom there is that freedom comes from in us, not from outside. We should not look outside for freedom. Freedom is something we do ourselves. We allow ourselves to express freedom. And intimacy is the experience that arises out of being free. To be free requires a letting go, as we demonstrated by squeezing our hands and letting it open. And this letting go means that we must give up coercing, resisting, or struggling. And we do this in exchange for something more powerful and more wholesome, which comes out of allowing things to be as they are, without getting caught up in our attraction or our rejection of them. This is freedom, which permits true intimacy with all things. Poetry seems to have a way of expressing these things that allow us to feel them and not just hear them intellectually. And you're all familiar with Mary Oliver's poem called Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. That's letting go. Tell me about your despair, yours, and I will tell you about mine. And meanwhile, while we're having that conversation, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, she writes, the wild geese high in the clean blue air are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, or we might say imprisoned, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over again announcing your place in the family of things. Keep your fist. If you keep yourself like this tight fist, you will never join that family. It's only when we allow ourselves to relax that we become, that we join the family of things. There's another writer, I don't know how many of you are familiar with him, but his name is Gerald May. And he wrote a book called The Wisdom of Wilderness. And in that book he writes, in the softness of the dawn, creation speaks. Spirit whispers, welcome the presence of slowing this day. This presence cannot be grasped nor contained. We cannot hold it for our own, with a tight fist, I would add. We can only be aware, watching, be ready to welcome, open to let this present wash over us, lean into this sanctuary, and let it go. Now, a Zen expression of this, I'll share, that comes from Dogen. And Dogen says, freedom in Zen is not to do whatever one wants, but to break through the seeming boundaries of subject and object, as well as the distinctions between delusion and enlightenment that hinder us from the realization of things as they are. Right? When we realize things as they are, we're free. And at the very same time that we're free from everything that kept us from that experience, we now have become intimate with all things. So intimacy is an experience that arises out of being free. And to be free requires letting go, requires metaphorically opening our hand. And this letting go means that we must give up coercing and resisting or struggling, as I said before, in exchange for something more powerful. Now, the poems that I shared with you are freedom calls. They're invitations to be intimate with the world around us. Imagine being greeted in this way by a neighbor, a spouse, a family member, a friend. Or imagine getting to know yourself in this way. Being free to really know yourself, really become intimate with yourself, creating this wonderful, safe place to just simply be who you are, without judgment, without harshness, without all the old messages that you carry from childhood, and just simply be free to be intimate, be personally intimate. Now, freedom, which allows us to become intimate, is not something that somebody grants you. It's something that we do for ourselves. Nelson Mandela was freer in prison than those people that put him there for all those years. Even though he was in prison, he was a free man. Much freer than the people that placed him there. So, as the Evening Gatha says, do not squander your life. Do not squander your life by letting yourself be a prisoner for whatever amount of time that you are granted. Instead, allow yourself to be free and allow yourself to become intimate, completely intimate with all things, all beings. Thank you.